Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05 here on May the 27th, 2016, this Good Friday. Well, it's a Good Friday because it's Friday. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and I'm, of course, here with Jared. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
What's it look like for weather this today and tomorrow and this weekend?
Right
for
now,
opening day of Colt 45 baseball.
Right now it's 60 degrees. Today it's going to be a high of 84, a low of 56, mostly clear. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 87, a low of 59. Sunday, a high of 89, a low of 62, excuse me. And Memorial Day, it's going to be a high of 92 and a low of 65, but it's all clear, so it's going to be a good
weekend
to go outside and enjoy the weather and the Memorial Day.
That's right. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. We're changing that one over because summer's hitting here. You want great propane gas service, then you go to Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. 365-3793. Memorial Day, of course, is coming on Monday. Everything is going to be closed, except here. Linda and I are going to be here on Memorial Day because we want to thank our veterans. We thank those who have fallen in action. And it's time for them to be remembered. It's not just a weekend of, you know, of people going out to Slaughterhouse Island and seeing how much trash and debris they can leave there. No, sometimes you need to remember it, like Preston Sharp does. Preston Sharp is this young man, fourth grader, who puts flowers, and he places flags and plastic flowers on the graves of veterans at Reading Memorial Park. And he could use a little help this Saturday. 10-year-old Preston Sharp will be replacing the flags and flowers at downtown Reading Cemetery off Continental Street, and he could use a little help. If you could be there at 9 a.m., Preston, who posted a plea for help on his Facebook page, so far says he's honored about 4,250 veterans with flags. He has to put up another 1,200 flags Saturday, not mentioning those taken down to accommodate the mowing. So, if you want to help Preston Sharp, take a look at his Facebook page, but also head on out to the park there to help him at 9 o'clock Saturday put things up. Okay, a lot of things going on. And the first thing, of course, is...
Good morning.
Good morning, Spencer. Haven Humane. And Spencer has brought a buddy.
Yes, I did.
Who's this buddy?
So this morning I actually brought Marilyn with me. She is a one-year-old pit bull mix. She's probably about 60 pounds or so right now. She's primarily white with quite a few black spots on her. One of my favorite features that she has about her is her little ears. If you look at her ears, when she like hears a noise or something, they like want to go up and then they just flop forward. They're absolutely adorable.
She is just sitting here very quietly and it just looks like she's happy.
She's a very, very happy dog.
Is she a happy dog?
She is. You know, we were walking, I was doing a tour the other day at our shelter for a school. And myself and the school walks past, and she is just sitting right there, just wiggling and wiggling and wiggling every child that she saw. She is all about the kids. This dog is amazing. She knows all of her basic commands. She's super well-behaved. I mean, she's 1 year old, and she's just sitting here in the studio being nice and quiet.
She's got her eye on Just Bob again. Yeah, you know, I've noticed that every dog does that.
They all
watch
Bob.
They just see Bob walking by, and they look. And sometimes they just turn around and stare. I wonder why that is. It's been since he grew that beard.
You know, last week, you missed out. The dog last week was not a fan of Bob's.
I can't believe that. What happened last week?
Takai, we were in the studio, and Bob walks by.
The reason I don't know is because we were out at Pancake Breakfast talking to you.
Yes, and Bob walks by, and Takai's rated for kids of all ages, and he growls at Bob like he wanted to get Bob. I had to pull Takai behind me. He was not a fan of Bob. But back to Maryland.
And Takai was rated for children of all ages, huh?
Yes, just no Bobs. Kids of all ages, no Bobs.
Okay, all right. Okay, now, Maryland is looking at the flag here. Okay, we have an American flag up, and she is obviously paying homage to that. It was like sitting at attention. So, good dog. The dog, she is staring at something.
At the flag.
It is. She is.
So, well, great cool. dog.
Great dog. Got her little, she has got her little paw across her heart.
She's rated for kids 8 and older and loves all other animals as well.
8 and over just because she's a little bigger.
Just because she's bigger, and when she gets really happy, she gets a little bouncy.
Well, you know, she's 60 pounds, and she's, okay, black and white and cute, and got that pink ears. Her ears are kind of pink, and her nose is pink. Yeah, she's just checking the place out. Okay, now how do we get Maryland?
So you could stop by our shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
Okay. I hope she's not sensing, like, spirits in here or something. She's coming around the corner there.
She just wants to honor the veterans.
There she goes. She's doing a great job. It's Memorial Day, and that's what she's doing. Okay, and what else is going on out there?
So we only have one thing right now. Our spay and neuter clinic is offering $20 spays and neuters for any puppies or kittens 6 months or under.
Cool.
So make sure that you give us a call for more details on that. If you have puppies or kittens, it's
the more
cheap.
Neutered there are, the less there are.
Yes. One day we're hoping we'll be out of business.
Well, that's it. You know what? There's certain areas you hope that you could be out of business, frankly.
And the animal business would be a great one.
This one, cancer prevention. I mean, there's all types of businesses you wish you could be out of, but it's going to take a long time. Okay. Spencer, you do such a great job, buddy.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me.
I actually saw you the other day away from your job.
Yes.
With your kids and your wife.
Yes.
It was good doing that. I mean, you know, because you talk about your kids, and they all look like you.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Well, they do. It's cool. Now I understand why when you, that time you painted your hair blue. Or would you dyed it blue for something for the kids?
They dyed it blue, yes.
They dyed it blue for you. You're a great guy. Anyway, look, everybody, go on down. Take a look at Maryland. I think you're going to like her. She looks pretty cute. And she is really, really attentive of what's going on around. And she's very well-behaved, too. She's not a puller or anything like that. We just got to, Bob, don't push your luck, Bob. Just don't push your luck.
Oh, look, this one likes Bob.
Oh. Okay. Wow. One out of 100. Okay. Anyway. Okay. All right. Hey, look, have a great day and a great Memorial Day weekend. And remember what our Memorial Day is about.
Absolutely.
It's about honoring our fallen dead. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here, but I want to talk about our Sleep Number bed. That's right. Sleep Number bed. It's rated number one in America by Consumer Reports. It has everything you could possibly imagine. With your dual-air technology, Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. My Sleep Number setting is 65. And frankly, if with the Sleep IQ technology, sometimes it says, well, maybe you want to try, a different firmness in your bed. You can do that. And I go from anywhere from, 80 to, one night I just went, I'm just going to do a 30. And it felt like I was being, my bed was hugging me. But, you always sleep well in these beds. And right now, during the Memorial Day sale, you can go down to the store and save $500 on Memorial Day Special Edition Bed with Sleep IQ technology. And the only way you're going to do that is to head on down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. See Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals down there. Get in the bed. Lay there. Let them show you how good it can feel. We do not sleep better anywhere than we do in our Sleep Number bed. All right, we're going to be right back after these messages. 7:15 in the morning here on Friday, beginning of Memorial Day weekend. A lot of things going on, and we want to talk about them. A lot of things that are happening right here in town, I want to mention those too. We've got a full show today with Dr. Kara Tennant coming in, and then Jim Reed, who is running for Congress, the Democrat running for Congress. We'll be right back.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Play cards for a good cause and play in the One Safe Place Charity Poker Tournament on Saturday, June 4th at 12 p.m. at Wind River Resort and Casino. Your $230 buy-in will get you $20,000 in chips, all fees included. Book your seat now at the River Club or online at windriver.com. Stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat, grab your big stack, and play for a good cause in the One Safe Place Charity Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on June 4th. Prize pool based on 100 participants. Dining voucher included. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Your $30 entry fee is donated to One Safe Place, a service that provides legal services, safety, and emotional support to intimate partners, children, and seniors affected by domestic violence. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
At the river.
Get quality Mohawk flooring in your home right now from Shasta Lake Floors. Finance it and pay no interest. You can get new Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, wear-dated carpet fiber, or other Mohawk flooring in your home and finance it at 0%. Shasta Lake Floors, the area's largest stocking dealer, has over 100 rolls of carpet in stock, including famous Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, and wear-dated carpet fiber, tough-tested to meet or exceed your expectations. Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet are the finest made in America, and Shasta Lake Floors has them at big savings today. Delivered by installation techs with at least 20 years of experience. For famous Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet, woods, laminates, and more at big discounts plus 0% financing, see Shasta Lake Floors today. Voted best in the North State 8 years running. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 0% financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Republic. I like the sound of the word.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Free. Talk free. Go or come, buy or sell, be drunk or sober, however they choose. Some words give you a feeling. Republic is one of those words that makes me tighten the throat. Same tightness a man gets when his baby takes his first step. His first baby shaves and makes his first sound like a man. Some words can give you a feeling that make your heart warm. Republic is one of those words.
You know, that was John Wayne in from the movie The Alamo talking about Republic and how important it is to maintain our republic, which is what we have. And you see things that are happening, you know, and I can't help but think on Memorial Day weekend. It's not Memorial Day. We're going to have a lot more stuff on Memorial Day. That's why Linda and I like to come in on Memorial Day. I'll shut down everything else in our office. You know, the news will run national news all the way up to the time the show starts. And none of the rest of my people are here, except Bad Bob, Linda and I. Because I want to talk about Memorial Day, and we've got guests that day. But I also want to talk a lot about Memorial Day and our country and what our country is going through right now. Last night, we were down at KIXE, Linda and I were, and they asked us to help celebrate veterans for Memorial Day. They had asked us this, you know, like 4 or 5 months ago. And frankly, we didn't know what we were going to be doing, except they said, we want you to read The Ragged Old Flag, written by Johnny Cash. And we're going to play that on Monday, too, not today. But I, you know, when I read it, and I had not heard it before or seen it, and then Linda sang "America" right after that. So that was on last night. But what it goes is that it talks about our flag, and you know where it's been and the battle it's been. Yeah, it's a ragged old flag, but this is why. So you know the bottom line on it, Bean, is that our country has been through a lot, and it will continue to go through a lot. But the country is strong and will continue to move forward. But it's going to take all of us to do that. It's not going to just be sit on the sidelines again. And this election coming up is with two people that probably weren't your first choices, maybe not even your second or third choices. But it doesn't mean that we, as a people, we, as Americans, can't force forward what we believe and what's right for our country. Now, frankly, it's not gonna be easy. But we can't quit. We can't fall back. We can't just roll over. We've got to continue to fight for what we believe in. You know, circumstances change, but what we believe in should never change. And if you believe in freedom and you believe in having the independence of thought, of being able to gather independence of religion, of being able to be a Christian or a non-Christian, then you can fight for that. And being able to just live your life the way you want to without imposing your life on other people. Why not? Why not fight for that? And I think about all those people that we're honoring on Monday and what they fought for and how they died for this country. And I think about an election coming up, and I'm thinking that like 35 or 40% of the people in this country don't even bother to vote because they don't know what it's about. They have no idea. And they just don't even register. Frankly, if you don't vote, you're to me, why are you even a citizen? Why are you even a citizen? Maybe we should put people into two groups of citizens and non-citizens. And you, even though you're born in this country, yet you choose not to vote. You choose not to, not to support the country. Maybe okay, you can still stay here, work, do all that stuff, but you just can't vote. They just take away that privilege, because it is a privilege. If you ever travel to other countries, you'll see that voting is such a privilege. And that we change the way we do business every 4 years, in some cases every 2 years, by this ability to vote, where other countries never have that chance. Never get that chance. And, you know, some of them say they give them that chance, but everybody knows what it is. It's a fake election in North Korea. They don't even have elections in many countries. It's such a great thing we have here that people just take for granted. I don't mean to be rambling on, but I see things, you know, and I see things that where people believe that they are so far above the law that they can do anything they want. And this hubris that they have, that you know, that they can do anything because, oh, what I do is, you know, is so valuable that I can do anything I want. You know, it falls out and it touches so many people, whether it's a sports figure or, I mean, Deflategate. Come on. He, you know, did Tom Brady really need to do that? No. Did he do it? Well, looks like everybody says he did. And so they said, okay, look, you did it. You got caught. 4 games. Well, you know what, Tom? Take your medicine. If you knew about it, and which it seems like you did, and they're saying that the whole thing is, then you know what? Sit out for 4 games. You deserve it. And if the fact that it's made such a big thing, and they're still fighting and saying, you know, okay, wait, here's my final and best offer. I'll give $1 million or here or there. You know, things like that. You know, Barry Bonds. Baseball players, football players. Our leadership, our elected leadership. Now, here we're getting ready to go into an election for president of the United States, and one of the candidates continues to say she did nothing wrong with the email, when the vast majority of the country knows she did. And even her own people are saying things like, oh, well, you know, they mentioned her server, and they were told, no, never mention that private server again. But they put it in writing when they said it. And she didn't want to have anything go there because of Freedom of Information Act. Oh, I don't want anything anybody can look at later. I mean, this goes on and on with Hillary Clinton. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. He wants to give away everything. He wants to give away. He wants free college, free medical, free this, free that, with no concept of what economics would, you know, and what the economy would happen with that. You have Donald Trump, who says things, constantly insulting things. Latest calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas, because she, at one time she claimed that she was Native American, and it was proven that, no, you're not Native American. What do you call it? Dishonest Hillary. And there's something about Trump that, you know, is there's also something about Trump that, again, I question that, his leadership ability when it comes to running a country as wonderful as this. But that's where we are. That's the best we can do this year. You know, frankly, and people say, oh, well, you almost wish for Bill Clinton was back. No, I don't. To me, Bill Clinton was a predator. Yeah, he may have been a charismatic guy, but he was also a predator out there. And when it comes to women. And, you know, I don't even think you've even touched on half the things that ever happened with that man. So who else do we have out there? I mean, who can we hold up as that shining example? Do we have to go back to, you know, Washington and Lincoln? You know, Teddy Roosevelt? I don't know. I mean, how far back do we have to go to leadership? Reagan? Reagan at least led this country in such a way that people felt good. And it felt good about the things that we were doing. There's a lot going on. Anyway, hey, I didn't mean to just get off on this one here. Because this country will recover. This country will keep moving forward. And no matter who the president is, that if we keep electing people in Congress and the Senate to kind of keep that, you know, to kind of keep that balance, that, you know, of power going, and we can continue to move forward. We're going to take a break now. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just in distance, but also in attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans and active duty military personnel and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store. That's right, 10% off everything but gas and propane for all active duty veterans and their spouses from Friday to Monday, May 27th through the 30th. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. 7:30 here on May the 27th. And I was just sitting there making everybody's whole day go bum. No, really. Just some thoughts. One of our guests says, we need to put the whining and get behind someone who can change things. Some of the things that are high on our priority list, like money and politics and illegal immigrants and attacks on the Second Amendment. Right. No, we can't give up on this. Nobody is. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Nope, Coach Bob today.
Bob. Oh, I'm sorry, Coach Bob.
Oh, that's right. Hey, Bob's a Bob. We probably have the same parents. I don't know. Hey. I don't know if the country's moving forward or not. I got to tell you a quick story. About 2 days ago, I'm in Denny's restaurant, and one of the waitresses I've known for years says, guess what happened yesterday? And I said, what? She says, some guy came in here, tall guy, long hair, beard, wearing a dress, walked straight back to the women's bathroom.
Ooh.
Now, we have been told we can't do anything about that, so you just got to turn a blind eye. Well, the kicker, Colonel, is that the guy left the seat up. Now, I want to know, if he feels like a female today, fine. But what's he doing leaving the seat up? There's something incongruent about that, don't you think?
Is this a true story?
It is a true story, guaranteed.
At Denny's down here in town?
Denny's on Bocelli.
On Bocelli. A guy walking in, obviously a guy in a dress.
Very much a guy in a dress.
Walked through here. Walked in back to the women's bathroom.
Yep, yep.
But he left the seat up.
That's just wrong.
There's something wrong there. There's something wrong there. Because if you feel like a woman, don't you like? Okay, I don't even want to get in.
And act like one for crying out loud.
Yeah. At least. Yeah, how'd you like to be a woman in the next stall, right? She's in there, and then she hears somebody going to the bathroom. Come on. All right. Hey, that's okay. My mood has elevated again. Thank you, Coach Bob.
Thank you, and I'm glad I could help.
Oh, thank you very much.
We'll send you off to the 3-day weekend with that one. Thank
you
very much.
Okay. Yeah. All right, thanks. Hey, you know what? Who we have here? Irwin. Come on back in here too, buddy. I got Gary Jackson and Irwin Fust here. If they are here, then it must be time for the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival and Car Show.
It is.
I'm here with Gary Jackson and Irwin. And the best part of this thing is when they come in to announce it, they bring in 5 pounds. 5 pounds.
At least.
Of strawberries. Strawberry shortcake. Okay. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I'd like to first mention that this is our second year at West Valley High, so it is not at the elementary school like it was last a couple of years ago. So it's West Valley High, Happy Valley Road, that gas point. That's very important to know as you're driving around the Happy Valley.
Okay.
And also we have a car show, which we had last year for the first time, and it was very successful. We've got a couple vans, a couple stages, lots of food vendors, and roaming entertainment, and a magician you should see.
I bet it's going to be a great time, as usual. Okay, it's going to be Saturday. It starts tomorrow.
Yep.
And it's a one-day thing. Now, you can buy tickets early for your strawberry shortcake because strawberry shortcake runs out at some point.
Yes. One year we had an issue, but we don't run out. So it just depends on what time we run out. If you come at 4:30, you may not be in luck.
Right. Now, I am sitting here holding 3 pounds of strawberry shortcake.
At least.
This how much you all serve?
Yes.
You know, this is enough to feed a family of six and then take the boat that it comes in and sail someplace. anyway, this is it's great.
know, families come sometime with a bunch of kids, and they'll buy one of those and feed the whole bunch of kids with them. As it's huge.
It's easy to do. And I'm going to tell the story that I tell every year. That 3 years ago when y'all came in and did this, one of our employees was sitting out there, and they offered him one. Well, of course, he just scarfs it down. So, but there's another one left out there because we were working. And so while we were there working, he goes over and takes another one. He starts going down through another one. Now, he had eaten half of another one whole one and half of another one.
Now, I remember. Actually.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, were you here for that?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a good day for him.
Well, it started out good.
Yeah, it started out great. And I said, where's the other one? And he's, you know, it's like that. It's like catching the kid with the chocolate on his face. You go, mom?
Who, me?
Yeah, anyway. Okay, this is a great event for everybody. I'm telling you, you've got a car show with classic classic cars, hot rods, trucks, motorcycles, antique tractors, art crafts, food and drink booths, entertainment on two stages, sensory safari. What's that?
Oh, that's an interesting thing. Sensory safari. It is a truck that pulls up. And it's a big van truck, and it has in it a whole lot of stuffed animals.
Oh, this is from the Safari Club International.
Yeah, I think it is, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and
that's a great thing
to see.
And then, of course, the horse rides. What do they do? You mean putting kids on horses and...
Yes, it's quite popular. The kids love it. They go around in a circle. It's not too much that they're really doing except for riding a horse in different horse sizes for different kids. But it's very popular every year.
Used to be many, many years ago, everybody owned a horse. Now kids very rarely see a horse.
Hey, 7 a.m. pancake breakfast by Happy Valley 4-H Swine Club.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes, 9 a.m. to, the thing goes from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. But at 7 a.m. you can get a pancake breakfast.
Right.
Then you can go walk around, have a great time at about 10 a.m. or 12, or just start getting your strawberries. 130-pound buckets of strawberries, 4,000 shortcakes, and 103-gallon buckets of ice cream. In a billion napkins. Okay.
You're going to need a few.
You know, a billion.
Give or take.
Give or take. Okay. All right. Nonprofit. All the monies go back to local community groups.
Yep. It's like an old-time country fair. If you go there, you get one of these big buckets of strawberries and ice cream and cake, and you walk out and sit down at a bale of hay. And it's going to be a wonderful day tomorrow. It's going to be an absolutely beautiful day.
You're going to need that ice
cream.
Perfect.
Yeah. You're going to need the ice cream.
You're going to need that ice cream to strengthen you. So what do you like most about this, Gary?
The people, actually.
Do you like to watch it?
Yeah, I really do. It's a family affair for everybody to enjoy. And we have a magician. If you have a chance to see him between 11 and 1, you have to find him. He's excellent.
You have to find him.
Yeah, because
is that part of his act?
Is that part of his act?
Yeah. He disappears and he reappears someplace else.
And I think he's looking for shade, typically, which is hard to find sometimes. But he does a trick that I've watched for many years already, and standing behind him, and I just can't figure it out.
What's he do?
He plays a lot of cards and things, but he opens up a deck of cards. He has somebody pick it, like my daughter when she was younger, and she writes her name on it, puts it in, folds it up. She gets to fold it and shuffle it. Puts the deck down on the table, reaches into his coat, pulls out his wallet, undoes a zipper, and pulls the card out. And I'm watching this year after year, and I can't figure it out. So my conclusion is...
Is it your daughter every year?
No. She's coming up, though.
I was going to say, you know. Well, how does he do that?
It's magic.
Well...
That's my only explanation.
Real magic, yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, then we're going to go for that. It's a great trick, though.
Yeah.
We have
Wiz Magic.
So. We also have Wheels the Clown, who does balloon figures for kids.
Okay.
Every year he shows up, and the kids love it. The magician I'd mentioned, and we have Bells and Bows. They've been around for quite a long time. They're dressed up in all the top hats and top coats, and they walk around and dance. Let's see what we have here. I would like to thank West Valley High School for letting us use the school. The Record Searchlight is a sponsor this year. Wind River is a sponsor, and all the countless volunteers and their families. It takes a lot of people to put this on.
And where's the money go to?
Money goes to any of the nonprofit groups in the Happy Valley area to support things. Like in the past, they've given money to the Little League and also to, I think, to the 4-H in some cases. Have you done that? Yes. So it all goes back to the Happy Valley community.
Well, I eat strawberry shortcake once a year. That's when you bring it in here. And then we go out there to the Happy Valley, and it's just a great time out there for everybody. So everybody head on out there. If you get there early, get your pancake breakfast. And
by the way, the pancake breakfast comes with strawberries, too.
Oh, so you can have a strawberry day out there.
Yes, you can.
Okay. And you know what? You know, Jared, that beard. You could, you know, if you eat a little sloppy, you could have strawberries for like 2 days afterwards.
Yeah, you get seconds, you get thirds, seconds and
sometimes
and
thirds. You know,
maybe a week later you'll get fifths. You find
kind of scary, but okay. All right,
I
everybody.
Have to say also, it's free admission and free off-street parking.
It's free. Everything's free. Now it does cost you for the strawberry shortcake,
right?
But it's a super price, and you just kind of a great day out there walking around. Everything. You just have a good time with all your kids. It's a great, great, great family event.
It really is.
So we look forward to seeing you out there.
All right. We'll be there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy
Carl.
Valley
Appreciate
Strawberry
it.
Festival and Car Show. Tomorrow begins officially at 9, but if you get there a little bit earlier, you can have this pancake breakfast served by the Happy Valley 4-H Swimming Club. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families, too. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
At Cypress Or Eyes on Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Cypress Or Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's been a long time. You're just as lovely.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated, world's largest convenience store with the best food. has barbecue going today. Pick it up on your way to the lake for this great weekend. Over 250 different kinds of beer, breakfast, lunch. They've got it all at Mighty Fine Foods, owned by Kyle and Ed DeFore, father-son team. And they have, as I said, over 1,000 drinks, including over 250 different kinds of beer. All of this at the corner of 299 and Deschutes. And, of course, Kyle is also our announcer for Colt 45 Baseball. It starts tonight. What a great night this is going to be. Beautiful night. Still cool. Weather's still cool. Now, what do I have for people out there right now? I have tickets. I have two tickets to the Strawberry Festival. That's right. These are $8 tickets. Entitles you to one serving of strawberries plus free parking at West Valley High School. So if you want tickets to the Strawberry Festival, I have two tickets right now. 605-4567. You get these free tickets. They're $8 a piece to go to the Strawberry Festival. And later on, I'm going to be giving out two tickets to the Colt 45s game. All right? So, two tickets to the Strawberry Festival. And they are already calling. And you can have a great time out there. Okay. Other things that are going on in our world. There's been a lawsuit aimed at our county jail by inmates who are disabled and say they are being treated badly, discriminated against because of their infirmities, that they don't have enough showers with seats in them, and they are and if they say anything, they're being served tainted food. There because they've blown the whistle, you might say. We're closing the door. It sounds like we have 1,000 people rolling through here. When every time that door opens up, it goes beep 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 beep. Is there something going on out there? I mean, is there a fight going on? What?
Just lots of strawberries.
Lots of strawberries going in and out of the. Okay, got it. All right. Anyway, going back to the sheriff thing. Okay, I'll get back online here. Anyway, they're suing, and they're saying that if they've said anything about it, that the sheriff is serving them tainted food, tainted or bad food, that they're being held in solitary, that they're getting cavity searches, that their canes are being taken away from them as part of as being discriminated against. Sheriff Tom says that's not the case. The case is that, when jails are built, jails are not built for long-term prisoners, right? Jails were there to hold people for short periods of time, other people then would go to prisons. Under ABL 109 now, of course, we have people in there for 8-9 years, sentenced to county jail for 8 or 9 years. And you knew this was happening. We were talking about this years ago because the lawyers that were circling over the prisons we're going to start shifting over to the jails. And things they were suing the prisons over, the jails were going to, you could just see it coming, and now it's coming. You don't have enough, and so there's not enough of the Americans Disability Act facilities there. So they're building them. They're in part of that, part of the upgrading all the county's structures. But still, here comes the lawsuit. Now, the question is, okay, so there's not enough of those bars in, those hold bars in the showers. How much is that worth? How much is this going to be? Is this just a simple fix it? Or is this, we want money from the county because you are treating us, you're holding us in substandard housing. And that's where it's going. And this is, I can just bet you, I'm surprised it's taken this long to get here. I thought this would have been here a couple years ago, finding things. Because if you've ever been in a jail, and I have, I've had a tour, and this is not an easy jail. It's not like they've got a lot of grassy areas for people in this jail to go out there and kind of lay back in the sun. No, they don't have that. Their exercise yard is concrete, and a couple of pipes you can do dips in. That's about it, because it's a jail. Well. So now with these lawsuits, I wonder if we're going to be how much money that's going to cost the county and we taxpayers because prisoners are claiming that they're not being given, you know, everything that should come to make their lives easier. And don't even, this, I know, just don't even get into that one. However, comma, in today's society, you figure this one's going to go on, and it's going to keep going on. It'll be interesting to see what happens when we follow it. Okay, other things going on. Jared, the it's the beginning of baseball season tonight.
Yeah, it's exciting. Colt 45s.
Colt 45s. Going at, what do you think what do you think the season's going to be like? I mean, you were there for all the games last year. I mean, you were the our engineer for them.
Yeah, last year they did really well, and I've never actually followed them before then, but apparently that was one of their better years. So hopefully we'll have a repeat.
I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be a great year. You know, we talk about Memorial Day. You know, you start talking about, you know, you're talking about wars and all this, and Mr. Obama, President Obama's over in Japan. He visited Hiroshima, and he did not. He did not apologize. From what I understand, he paid tribute to 140,000 people killed by the first atomic bomb attack. However, sometimes people forget that, you know, oh gosh, you know, the United States has been the only country that's ever used atomic weapons. And it's true. Nobody else is. They're such terrible weapons. But the point is, sometimes people forget why we used that. We just didn't fly over the Enola Gay for no reason and drop it on Japan just because it seemed like a good idea. People need to remember where we were back then in our country, that our country had been attacked by the Japanese in Pearl Harbor. Ships sunk, thousands of lives lost. They had gone into China and raped, slaughtered the people there, into Korea, the Philippines, all through the Pacific. They were, you know, fighting a war of to gain more ground, to gain more natural resources, all of this, the Japanese. And people forget that we'd been fighting there for 4 years, and at the cost of hundreds of thousands of lives. And we were getting ready. We had fought our way all the way to Okinawa, and the next step was the mainland of Japan. It estimated 1 million lives would have been lost in that battle, both Japanese and American, to fight all through the country to try to beat the Japanese. We had bombed them unmercifully. They didn't surrender. We were cutting them off, everything. I mean, they were being surrounded. They refused to surrender. They dropped the first atomic bomb on Hiroshima. They refused to surrender. They dropped the second one on Nagasaki. At that point, and that point only, did the Japanese emperor override, by the way, he overrode his generals and said enough's enough, and they surrendered. At the end of this war, America went in there and helped rebuild that country, and this country, that country is a strong ally today. It is a huge trading partner. It is a country that has grown from the ashes, literally the ashes of defeat, into a, if you've ever gone to Japan, into a place of business and technology, education. But that day, they dropped the atomic bomb. There was a reason for it. And now you get back and you go into this recidivist type of history, where it's kind of like, oh, we were the bad guys for doing that. Oh, we didn't have to do that. Oh, no, that was bad. When you read these things, you know, it is totally, so totally wrong. When we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima, and 140,000 people died, plus the aftermath of that, it was to save 1 million lives. The atomic bomb, Jared just pulled up a headline. It averted worse tragedies. You're right.
trying, because we would have fought our way using conventional methods through the islands, through the mainland. It wasn't going to work. Women were being, you know, women and children being armed to fight. It was just the whole premise that Harry Truman looked at was bad. Anyway, but President Obama's there. And you know what? And it should be remembered. It should be said. And wouldn't it be great if that nuclear war would never happen, ever? Is it going to happen? We don't know. Okay. Other things are going on. I really just can't believe the college students at the University of Oregon. This thing has still got legs on it. This story keeps going on and on and on and on. And maybe it should. Well, they came down, of course, and they trashed, you know, Slaughterhouse Island, left 90 tents, tons of debris. Well, I shouldn't say tons, but a tremendous amount of trash, including, I'm not even going to get into it, but it's you know, it was everything you can possibly imagine from a bunch of drunk college kids, everything you could possibly imagine, and probably more.
Yeah, this is a story national news.
Oh, it's made, not only has it made national news, it keeps going on and on and on about national news. It's still in the papers. It's still online. And now Texas A&M is coming. Is that right? Texas A&M is coming to the lake. They're already warning them. There better not be a repeat of University of Oregon. Now, meanwhile, University of Oregon has apologized, fraternities apologize, and all this. But, you know, frankly, when the, you know, something like this happens, and you can see what they said, you know, the Rangers say, clean up your mess. And for some reason, they say, if you're the last one there on the island, you have to clean up all the mess. So people start leaving at 3 o'clock in the morning, getting into their houseboats and, you know, and driving off, saying, well, I'm not the last one there. Of course, they left. It left everything, you know, plastic furniture, coolers, food, booze. Like I said, 90 tents. Now, 90 tents of those, you know, those nylon tents.
That's the craziest part, is all that stuff costs a lot of money. Like, why would you even leave your monetary possessions behind?
Well, 4th of July and in San Diego on the beach down there, they have the fireworks. Everybody goes out on the beach and watches the fireworks, San Diego. I lived in a place on the beach there. And I went out the next morning after the fireworks. You can't spend the night on the beach. But but people were partying there, you know, for a long time. The next morning, about 6 o'clock, I was out running along the beach. And they had the trash guys out there. But as I was passing by, this is what things I was seeing. Barbecues. Propane barbecues left. I mean, not small propane barbecues, large propane barbecues are there. Lawn furniture, clothing, everything. I'm just running along the beach, and I stopped someone of the trash guys. I said, is it like this every year? He goes, oh, yeah. He says, some years it's, he says, we'll find people, we'll find people laying here. Wake them up and try and get them off the beach. And he says, oh, no, these people leave everything here, including their friends. So. Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to, I know, we got a couple minutes here. I said we're going to take a break and come back with Jim Reed, who is running for Congress here. You know, the thing I like this is Front Page News is, Montes and Lamoff are battling it out in the war of words. They're each putting out flyers on each other. They're just amusing. I mean, well, and, you know, they're accusing Montes of, you know, of being associated with, you know, with felons and all this, and Montes is saying, hey, look, Lamoff has taken millions and millions of dollars, has lost his touch with the district, the things are going back and forth. I'm getting stuff every day. A lot of it's the same stuff, so I just dump it. But it's so interesting, so interesting. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Budget Blinds. It's going to be hot, as you see this weekend. It's going to be hot, and it's going to get hotter. So what do you need? You need to have somebody from Budget Blinds come by, say, hey, this is what we can do for your window coverings and keep that cold air in and keep that heat out. Talk to one of Jerry's people over there. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit them on the web at budgetblinds.com. That's right. And when we get back after this break, I'm going to give away more tickets to the Strawberry Festival and some tickets to the Colt 45s game after this break.
The temperature right now is 66. It's going up to, are you sure it's only going up to 84 today? I thought it was going up to like 89, something like that. But it's going to be a beautiful day. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
From townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew. President Obama says his visit to Hiroshima reflects an historic reconciliation, proving that nations that were once bitter enemies could now be close allies.
It's a testament to how even the most painful divides can be bridged, how our two nations, former adversaries, can not just become partners, but become the best of friends and the strongest of allies.
But not everybody agrees a visit was a good idea.
He should not have gone to Hiroshima,
says SRN News military contributor, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, who believes the president's only telling a part of the story by his visit to Hiroshima.
Obama said this morning that, you know, we all share the guilt of World War II because we were all engaged in killing. Well, that's true to a certain degree. We did so in self-defense.
McGinnis says the president is helping the Japanese hardliners rewrite history. Five people have been rescued from the roof of a home by helicopter. Two more are still missing in the Austin, Texas area because of torrential rain that came down overnight. National Weather Service forecaster Paul Euro.
We had excessive rainfall totals that were anywhere between 8, 9, 10, and possibly even as high as 12 inches of rain across portions of South Austin.
And Austin was not the only area hit, even though about 9 inches came down there, so it stood out. But heavy rains also came down in the Houston area. Some schools there closed or have delayed start times as a result of all that rain on the ground, clogging up the roads as well. The U.S. economy slowed in the January through March quarter to the weakest pace in a year. The Commerce Department says the gross domestic product, the broadest measure of economic output, grew at an annual rate of 0.8% in the first quarter. That is still a more optimistic outlook than the original estimate. On Wall Street, it's been slow going, but the Dow has eked out a small gain. It's up about 25 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
From the studio that brought you Heaven is for Real and War Room.
When the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
A faithful retelling of the miracle that changed the world forever.
What happened to the Nazarene?
Risen on digital and Blu-ray.
His tomb is empty.
He's right here. Open your heart and see.
Risen. Rated PG-13. On Blu-ray, DVD, and digital. Available at Walmart.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Advocates for the elderly advise waiting as long as possible before collecting Social Security. Benefits rise about 8% for each additional year beyond 66 in which benefits are not claimed. However, as Rich Thomason reports, it seems many Americans simply cannot afford to wait.
Taking Social Security benefits early comes with a price, yet more than 4 in 10 Americans age 50 and over say they'll dip into the program before reaching full retirement age. An APNORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds 44% report Social Security will be their biggest source of income during retirement.
It is correspondent Rich Thomason. The Iowa Supreme Court banning life prison sentences without the possibility of parole for juveniles convicted of first-degree murder. The court ruled 4-3 today that the punishment amounts to cruel and unusual punishment under the Iowa state constitution. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. regulators are investigating a complaint Chinese steelmakers stole trade secrets from an American competitor and colluded to fix prices.
The announcement by the International Trade Commission comes amid mounting complaints by the United States and Europe that Beijing is flooding global markets with steel at improperly low prices. The ITC was responding to a complaint by U.S. Steel that its competitors benefited from information on steel production stolen 5 years ago by Chinese hackers. U.S. Steel accused Chinese producers of colluding to fix prices and hurt U.S. competitors.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Microsoft and Facebook building a new underwater internet cable that will cross the Atlantic Ocean, carrying customers' data between North America and Southern Europe. The giant tech companies say that they helped to design the high-speed cable to carry data for the growing numbers of online consumers and commercial customers. More of these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda is taking care of the house and home and all those things today. There's a bunch of stuff happening. It started at, starting like about 30 minutes ago, coming in to fix things. And it seems like I have a lot of things fixed around the house. And it's sometimes it's like the dishwasher. Okay, you're going to fix the dishwasher. So you have to be there to fix the dishwasher. And then they come in and they go, well, I don't have the part. Okay, so the guy that's going to fix it, gets injured. And so the next guy comes out, and he comes out and says, well, I don't have the part. I said, well, yeah, that's what the last guy said. So they go back, and then they have to wait for the part. And then you call them, and then they say, oh, no, you've got the home warranty service, and they're going to buy you a new dishwasher. And so then they tell you? No. So then you call the dishwasher, the home warranty people, and they say, oh, no, we found the part. Didn't they tell you? Anyway, so now you spent 10 hours at home waiting for a non-existent part. But I think the part's coming today. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's 7 minutes after 8 right here at KCNR Free Fire Radio. And our phone lines are 605-4567. Write that one down because I'm going to be giving away baseball tickets here in a few minutes, among other things. But let's go to Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out in the green this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 28 points at 17,857. The S&P 500 is positive 5 points at 2,095. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 18 points at 4,920. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 6 cents at 1475. Baxalta Incorporated up 9 cents, trading at 45.80. And Lending Club up 69 cents at $5.07. For local stocks of interest, FedEx up 26 cents, trading at $163.66. Best Buy up 18 cents at $32.83. And AT&T down a dime, trading at $38.74. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.83%, and the 30-year bond is 2.64%. Over to commodities, gold is down $7.20 an ounce at $1,215.60. Silver up 4 cents at $16.41 per ounce, and crude oil off 35 cents, trading at $49 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan. And she's down on Park Marina Drive, and a great lady. She's so knowledgeable. We've had her in here talking about investments and these things before, and there's a woman has spent a lot of time in this. And she has some great ideas, and her people are real happy, and they make money with Susan Eastman. Wells Fargo Advisors off Park Marina Drive. Okay, I'm here with Jim Reed, Democrat running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me again. I'm disappointed that Linda's not here. The last three times I've been here, Linda hasn't been here. I think she's avoiding me.
No. She has this thing for Democrats. No. You know what? It's just, we talked about it, that when Linda's not here, it's because something has to be done, or she's done, if she's been entertaining the night before and singing or something like that. So, it works out good. Yeah, you were just here not that long ago, but we're getting up here for in the primaries here.
Yeah, the election's just around the corner.
Now, do you think it's almost automatic for you because you're the only Democrat running?
Well, first of all, there is another Democrat running, but he's not true. It's a guy named Peterson. He doesn't live in the district. He's run before both as a Republican and as a Democrat, and he hasn't shown up for any events, so I think he's sort of out of the...
If he doesn't live in the district, how can he run?
The rule is you can run in any congressional district in California as long as you live in California.
Really?
Yeah, that's it. It's strange, but
how can that be?
McClintock didn't live in his district for maybe 10 or 12 years when he was in Congress.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. I mean, I could go down and run in San Francisco. I can run for Congress in San Francisco.
Or Orange County, for that
matter. Or Orange County.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Isn't that strange? I mean, that's strange.
Yeah, there's another person running in this race. There's seven people in the race, and there's a guy named Gerluck who's running as a no-party preference, uh-huh. and he doesn't live in the district either.
Okay. Yeah. So what's happening with Jim Reid and his campaign?
Well, right now, of course, getting close to the election, we're real busy. I'm here on your radio show uh-huh. this morning. I'll be at the Chico Fair this afternoon, and I'm going to be at a campaign event in Susanville this evening. So I'm driving all over the district right now.
Well, with the D, I'm just going back with that D by your name,
right?
Are you pretty much a shoo-in to get the other to at least be in the runoffs?
Yeah, I think if I didn't even work hard, and I've been working hard in this campaign, but if I didn't even work hard, it seems pretty likely I'd come in second. But this election cycle, I'm working hard because I really need to come in first. The reason I need to come in first, even though it doesn't matter, I mean, first and second go to the November ballot either
right.
way, but the reason it's important to come in first is it's really hard for a Democrat to raise money in this district. If I come in first, I think it'll be a little easier.
Yeah. I mean, I saw where LaMoffa's war chest is in that 400,000 plus range.
Yeah, I think he spent maybe $1 million before the primary.
Oh, I don't think that.
Because he had before the last cycle where he raised 400,000, I think he already had 400,000 in the bank.
Well, from what I understand, and I'm not, I don't get into the mechanics a lot of it, is that the money that a lot of these, Republicans or Democrats raise, they can shift that over to other people's races.
That's true.
And the fact is that a lot of times the people that are in safe districts, either Democrat or Republican, the money they raise can be funneled into those races that are close.
That's true. And like when I ran against Doug LaMoffa 4 years ago, I think he was having some trouble raising money then, and John Boehner twice came out here to events to help him raise money.
And
Eric Cantor came out once also.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Boehner came out at least once.
I don't think any Democrats from Washington, D.C. are going to come out and help me.
Which leads us to this question, Jim. The Democrats pretty much ignore you, right? The National Committee?
Well, they endorse me, but they don't give me any money.
Well, and like you said, it's hard. I know that Jeff Morris ran years ago against Herter.
Right.
Frankly, Jeff Morris was really, I thought was a great guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he loved this area. He was a smart guy. He wasn't radical. And he gave it his all. And he was told that the Democrat Party was going to support you because we think you got a shot at Herter. Well, then they abandoned him about halfway through the election. I mean, left him swinging slowly. I mean, twisting slowly in the wind out there. But he kept, he fought a good fight. But, I mean,
well, they don't.
When you do this, is this kind of like whistling in the wind?
No. Well, first of all, they're not telling me that they're going to give me any money. So it's not like they're fooling me or something like you implied with Jeff. But at the same time, this is an election cycle that I think a Democrat can actually win in November.
Okay. Well, let's take a break right now, and let's talk about that. Because you're talking about it here at the congressional level, right? Okay. And let's talk about the reasons why you think that is. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club right down there on the corner of Eureka and Court. And they've got so many great, great amenities down there, besides just the saltwater pool that it works out in. With the resistance training in the water, where it doesn't put a lot of pressure on ligaments and joints and that, but it really gives you a great workout. Plus, they have every type of machine you can think of, Stairmasters and VersaClimbers, everything, and then plus free weights, a great locker room. I can't just say enough about it. Towel service, the whole thing. plus Boheme Spa is sitting in there. So you can get a facial after you've had a hard workout. All of this at Wellgate Sports Club. 768-1205 is the phone number. But just go on down there. Take a tour of the facility. You're going to love it. We're here with Jim Reed running for Congress here in the, from the Democratic Party. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling and must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Get quality Mohawk flooring in your home right now from Shasta Lake Floors. Finance it and pay no interest. You can get new Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, wear-dated carpet fiber, or other Mohawk flooring in your home and finance it at 0%. Shasta Lake Floors, the area's largest stocking dealer, has over 100 rolls of carpet in stock, including famous Karastan, Smart Strand Silk Carpet, and wear-dated carpet fiber, tough-tested to meet or exceed your expectations. Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet are the finest made in America, and Shasta Lake Floors has them at big savings today. Delivered by installation techs with at least 20 years of experience. For famous Karastan and Smart Strand Silk Carpet, woods, laminates, and more at big discounts, plus 0% financing, see Shasta Lake Floors today. Voted best in the North State 8 years running. 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. 0% financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio for KCNR 1460. Was that Cotton Eye Joe? Jared has such a strange, he finds all these great music, but he surprises me on some of these. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive down there. Open 5 days a week, of course, from 9:30 to 4, and they have it all. They have all the great jewelry you could possibly imagine, estate jewelry, and they really have a big selection there. A gemologist who can not only design jewelry but build it there, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area, right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Go down and see Rebecca and talk. See what kind of great stuff they have. Ask to see what's in that big safe. If you want something that you don't see, they can find it for you. All at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Jim Reed, a Democrat running for the congressional seat held by Doug LaMalfa in the 1st District here. And it is as he has said, it's somewhat of an uphill battle. But you said you think the Democrats have a good chance this time.
First of all, just from a personal standpoint, my three big issues I've been talking about are issues that other people, let's say, are not talking about, and the political spectrum supports all three. And so that really helps to begin with. And then, of course, this Republican fight going on between Montez and LaMalfa doesn't hurt the prospects. And then finally, and this is what it comes down to in an election, turnout is going to be the determining factor of who wins and who doesn't. Remember, 4 years ago, I got over 125,000 votes against Doug LaMalfa. That's enough votes to win in most congressional districts in California. But our district had a lot of people showing up, and Doug was able to beat me even though I had that many.
So you're looking for a lower turnout.
I'm looking for a turnout that, let's just say, is more favorable to me. You know, there's about 13% more Republicans than Democrats in the district. And, of course, the main factor of who you vote for is usually party. But there's over 30% of the people that are no party preference, and that's the group that that I need to appeal to win.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, if the Republicans are turning out in bigger numbers this year than ever before in the primaries because of the Donald Trump attraction.
And, of course, Democrats are, too, because of the Bernie Sanders thing.
Yeah, well, and that's the other thing. Who do you support, Hillary or Bernie? That's one of the questions that came through.
Yeah,
here.
And I don't care. I like them both. I think they're both great candidates, and whoever ends up being the Democrat running against Trump, I will support.
So, okay, that's several questions in here. Okay, so whether it's Bernie or Hillary, you could care less.
Yeah.
You'll support them.
Exactly. And you know, I heard yesterday that maybe Bernie and Donald Trump will debate each other before the
Trump says if they can come up with enough money, he'll debate them. He wants the money to go to women's health issues.
I think that would be a great idea.
What do you think about Hillary? I mean, do you think that she's so damaged at this point?
You know, she's clearly damaged, but at the same time, she is so much more qualified than anybody that we've had running for president in a long time.
So what qualifies her?
Well, the fact that she was there when Bill Clinton was president, so she knows the inside.
Because she slept with Bill?
No, because she knows the inside of how the White House works. She was Secretary of State. She was a senator. She just has incredible experience. And no matter what you say about her problems that she's having, I trust her to do the right thing if she's the one that has her finger on the trigger of our nuclear arsenal.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
You trust her, but she doesn't do the right thing in other things.
Well,
We can just tick these things off. I mean, you know, I look at the Middle East. You know, I'm not looking at Benghazi or the emails. I'm looking at the Middle East. Hmm. The Middle East is in such turmoil because of her and Obama. They destroyed the government of Libya, and then they laughed about Gaddafi being murdered, sodomized, and all this. Syria is nothing but a wasteland of civil war, and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of refugees from the Middle East are flooding Europe. You have Egypt, who the government fell. They brought up another government, and then that one fell, was taken over by the military. You have the growth of ISIS. I mean, ISIS is there because of decisions she and Obama made. We have the Kremlin moved into Syria, moved into Crimea. I don't understand how you can say her experience as the Secretary of State would give you any type of warm and fuzzy.
Carl, I think you're pointing the blame at the wrong administration. We got a civil war going on between Shiites and Sunnis. Who caused us to get into the middle of that? It was the Bush administration in this run-up to the Iraq war.
Well, but that she voted for.
Well, she voted for, fine. But here's the thing. I mean, the Bush administration misrepresented to us why we were going into that war.
You know what? And I can understand what you say, because, you know, like I was over there in 2003, and I saw some of the decisions that were being made that were just horribly wrong.
Let me tell you one that was horribly wrong, dismantling the Iraqi army.
That was the one I was going to talk about, because I was in the middle of that.
Because that's where ISIS is today.
Well, we won that war in Iraq. Things had settled. We were having no incidents. People were working together. And when Obama and Clinton pulled out all the services, pulled out the whole army, we knew right then it would take them like 2 years. Now, did anybody see the rise of ISIS like this? And the other thing, of course, the Iranians pouring in tons of money and doing this. But the point is, and we're not, you know, this is, and Bush has plenty to hang on to. But it's been 8 years. I'm just saying is that her experience that I've seen in the Middle East under this administration is not good.
You're forgetting, though, that the U.S. population voted for President Obama because he promised he was going to get us out of Iraq.
Are we out of Iraq?
We don't have 100,000 troops
in
there.
We have troops in combat right now.
Very few.
That's what they said, too, in, I think, 1962 in Vietnam.
All right, well, I understand
that. What about Afghanistan? Are we out of there?
No, and we would have won that war in Afghanistan had we not got into Iraq.
We did win it.
Well,
but then we took off and we went back in. You're right.
All right, so okay, argue about that.
We can. But here's the thing: is that's what I was saying. All right, so that's Hillary and Bernie. Let's go back to you,
okay?
Because you know it's you frankly don't care. Do you think? I got to ask about Bernie. Bernie wants. Do you think his ideas like free college, free medical, free this, free that are good for the economy of the United States?
All right. So here's one I really support.
Okay.
We got, and this is one of my 3 points I talk about that I think Republicans and Democrats support this as well. We have a Social Security system that's going to run out of money at some point in time.
And why is that?
Because
it's been raided by the government.
Well, that's part of it, but people are living longer than when they did the actuarial calculation. So
that's true.
So we have to fix that.
Right.
Bernie's suggestion is something I was actually talking about 4 years ago. We can fix that problem if we uncap the withholding that supports Social Security.
I have no problem with that.
So why don't we just do it and we don't have to worry about
it? I don't have a problem with that. If you're making Social Security, if you make over $110,000, it's capped.
Exactly.
I have no problem. Why can't that be done? And that would extend the life of the Social Security for a long time.
I'm told.
Okay, now here's another one. Right. And people are going to say, you call me a communist. But I think there ought to be, if your income is a certain amount, then maybe you should get less Social Security.
Okay, so that was an idea that I didn't like initially, but I'm coming around on that.
Why didn't you like it?
It was the philosophy, you paid into Social Security, you should get that money back.
Right.
But now that we're talking about uncapping it, it doesn't quite make sense anymore. And the people who've analyzed uncapping say it doesn't completely save Social Security. It saves it about 85% of the way that we need to be in order to save Social Security. And we need that last 15%.
What about raising it another year?
So there's a number of different solutions.
But I tell you
why
people, you know who's fighting that?
Who?
Whose constituents are living not as long. Let's just face it. White people, Caucasian people, Asian people live longer than African American people. And they're saying, well, that's not fair.
Well.
You know, because the African American people live 5-6 years less than whites. They're saying, wait, so you're taking away that ability to have that Social Security. And I understand that
I see that.
Yeah. Anyway.
But anyway, there's solutions.
So you would you would just completely raise the cap.
Right.
And I've heard that before, and I frankly don't know why that's a problem.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
You know, if I'm working and I'm making $150,000-$160,000 a year, it's not like it's taking a lot of money, as long as it's at the same rate for everybody.
Yeah. You know, it didn't hurt that much for the first $110,000. Why is it going to hurt so much more beyond $110,000?
I tell you where it hurts is when I'm paying it for my employees.
Yeah, I
every
agree.
Month. That's every true. Month, I you know it just goes.
Yeah,
that's just it's part of the deal. If you're going to have a business, you do that.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to take an early break and come back because I want to talk about some of the things you wanted. As you said last time, then I want to go back and revisit about bringing the draft back.
Okay.
That one, I bet, went out with a resounding thud.
Well, the record Searchlight thought that was kind of silly. But, you know, in some ways, it's really a good idea. You know, John Stewart's talking about mandatory requirement that you either go into the military or do some sort of community service.
Well, you know what? I've advocated that one for years, that you get some skin in the game in this country.
That's right.
And whether if it's in the military, because not everybody's meant to go in the military, but at least when you graduate from high school, and there's no exceptions, none, zero, none.
That's right.
Because you can do it if you're handicapped or anything else, serve this country for a year.
That's right. And also, there's kids coming out of high school that need that discipline.
Obviously, there's kids coming out of college that need that discipline, too.
Yes, too.
All right. We'll be right back with Jim Jim Reed. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. They know it all when it comes to repairing windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. A veteran-owned business. And like I said, he guarantees his work. Jeff Wurst, great guy down there. You'll never be sorry if you go down there. He will repair that windshield, and you will never have to worry about it again. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 241-8373. It's 60, gosh, what's the temperature? You know, you need to fix up that board over there. So the temperature is
69 degrees.
69
right now.
Degrees going up in the early 90s, and it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be cool tonight, though, when we go out to the Colt 45s game. And when we come back, we're going to give away two tickets to the Colt 45s opening day game. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families too. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:33 in the morning here on Friday, the 27th of May. It's 69 degrees going up to 92 today. I think we're going to have a great day today. And tonight, of course, Colt 45's baseball. And I've got two tickets to the opening night of Colt 45 baseball in my hand. So, First person that gives me a call at 605-4567 wins two tickets to tonight's game. Come on up and say hello to me during the game. You're going to have a good time. You know, hot dogs, beer, soft drinks, snow cones. We got it all out there. It's going to be a great time. So let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a comment?
Yeah, I can't hardly hear you. Hey, listen, you guys saying to extend the Social Security for people making over, I think it's $110,000 a year. Do you realize that that's 15.2% of their income? That's a lot of money to take out of their hands. That's money that would be spent in the local economy more than anything. And, you know, the people that created this problem, in my opinion, the government, I think they ought to have a little bit of the hurt that goes along with it. How about if we took all of their pension plans, CalPERS, the federal plans, all of them, and put that in Social Security and let them draw Social Security? That seems a little bit more fair to me. Can you imagine how much money would be in the Social Security system if they paid into it? That's just some thoughts. Thanks, buddy.
Okay. Thanks, Nick. Well, you know, I see what Nick's saying, and people are saying is that, you know, the Social Security fund wouldn't be in trouble if it hadn't been raided. And wow. things like, hey, we're going to give people, you know, unwed mothers, you know, SSI payments for everybody. I mean, it was meant for people that, you know, as not to live on, but as a helping amount.
Right.
But instead, the Congress has managed to find ways to take out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars out of that. Yep. Would you support that, cut back on all those programs instead?
Well, as you probably know, where I think we need to do some cutting back is in the Defense Department. That's where the big budget item is. You can take money out of all these little programs you're talking about.
That's a huge program. Those are huge. No, those are huge programs we're talking about, the social support systems.
Oh, your Social Security and Medicare.
Well, I'm talking about, but you know, you're talking about all of these. You know, if you add all of these little initiatives up, taking care of illegals, spending billions of dollars sending them across, you know, to other lands where we could use it right here to other countries.
Well,
let's take care of America first?
Well, I don't have any problem with that, but what you're talking about is programs that are minuscule compared to the Defense Department. We have a national debt of $19 trillion. The Army Corps of Engineers says we need to spend $4 trillion working on our infrastructure, so you add that on top of the national debt. Where do we get the money to pay that down? We've got to pay it down. And you look around at the little programs you're talking about, you take the money out, it hurts those programs, and it doesn't generate $1 trillion to reduce the debt. So you got to take it out of where the big money is being spent, and that's the defense. And we can do it without risking our national defense. We can do it in such a way that we're still safe.
So how would you do that?
All right, so here's the solution. About 15 years ago, our military changed the way it did things. Our military used to be self-sufficient. Our soldiers used to cook for their soldiers. Our soldiers used to repair the vehicles and the airplanes. But instead, about 15 years ago, we went to independent contractors doing that instead. And that costs a lot more money. We need to go back to the old system, save that money, use it to invest in infrastructure and pay down our debt. And guess what? If we do that, it'll be good for our veterans because they'll come out of the military with a skill that's marketable in the open economy.
Okay, so you have statistics that show that that contractors cost more than enlisted troops.
Oh, by far.
Is that you're talking about just their general pay?
No, I'm talking about everything that goes into hiring an independent contractor.
So if you hire an independent contractor, and I've been an independent contractor there, I was paid by the government via my company. Mm-hmm. If I'd had my leg blown off, government didn't pay for me then. If I'd been injured, government didn't pay for me then. If I'd worked 20 years for the government via that contractor, government didn't have to pay my retirement or my medical care.
And so you're compensated at a much higher rate because you're taking that risk.
But it ends. It's like we're doing right here with the police. You know, the police, we'll pay you more, but you're going to pay more into your retirement here, so it levels out. If you take a contractor and you pay him twice as much as you do a PFC, it's cheaper to hire that contractor than it is to keep that PFC there, because you don't have to worry about his medical, you don't have to worry about his kids, you don't have to worry about his housing or any of that
stuff.
Well,
if you're paying him twice as much, maybe that's true, but what if you're paying him 10 times as much?
I don't believe that's happening. I know that when you get into, let's just say in theater, when we were there, and electricians were making about, I don't know, 75,000 to 80,000. Now, they had no living, expenses there. And if it's under 83,000, they didn't get taxed because, you know, you're over there and that. But they were making 80,000 for doing electrical work. So, but if you had a staff sergeant doing that work, not only is he getting paid that, he's getting paid for his medical, his wife, he's getting paid for his wife, he's getting paid for being over there. I think you really need to take a look at the numbers there. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but the amount of money that's paid on contractors is you pay up front, but then it ends. Like, okay, we've got enough of this. Send those 25 contractors home.
You know, I've been talking about this a lot to a lot of people. You're the only one that you're the only one that questions how much of a savings there would be by going
because
back.
I've been in the middle of it. I mean, I've gotten paid extremely well as a contractor. Mm-hmm. The day that contract ended, I was out of there.
Yeah.
And the other thing was, if I'd been, because I was acting as personal security for people, and we were involved in shootouts. And the fact is, if I'd been shot, government said, you know, government doesn't care. My company, my company paid for my medical insurance.
Right.
They didn't care. I mean, I was just something that could be replaced. But the U.S. government was not on the hook to take care of me, as they are now. Government's on the hook to take care of me for the rest of my life, and I'm a healthy guy.
As a veteran. Right.
That's my argument, Jim.
Okay.
And, that's my argument in the sense of it sounds good. Well, we're having all these contractors, but, you can just stop. You don't have all of the ancillary other things you have to pay for.
So it saves you a lot of money up front is what you would concede, right?
It saves money up front, but it doesn't save money down the line. Mm-hmm. Even though it seems like you're paying a lot out, when you look at the cost of taking care of an individual for the rest of their lives.
Well, we need to be investing in infrastructure right now.
Now, that I'm all for. Okay. So you've got to figure out then is what, I haven't heard one candidate since Romney. Romney said it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cut the government by 10%. I think that's a great idea. Cut the government by 10%. I mean, I'm not going to fire anybody. I'm just going to have them work more like a business.
As long as the Defense Department is part of that, I have no problem.
As long as, we've got a third of the Marine Corps fighters aren't flying because they don't have parts.
And so
they don't have parts, people to work on them, and because they're cut back on their numbers and the amount of money.
Yeah, and that's not right. But that's an allocation of the money, and like I say, I believe we can save money.
Okay.
One of the things
you said was, okay, now, how are you going to get these people to serve? There's only of the people that, and there's less and less people. Army hasn't made its recruiting goals for 2 years. Less and less people are wanting to join, especially getting the millennial side. And of those that want to join, only like maybe 25% can actually pass the physical, mental, or the drug screening for the services in the Army. Where do you get the people from?
All right. So first of all, we're obviously going towards a discussion about the draft.
Right.
I don't believe we need one under the present circumstances. And if we are going to have our soldiers cooking for each other, et cetera, that's going to attract a lot more people to enlist in the military because they're going to come out of the military with the skills, like going to school. So under the present circumstances, I don't believe we'd need a draft even if we went to the system. However, if we got into another war like Iraq, where you have 100,000 people overseas, you're not going to be able to meet the military needs without a draft. And I don't have any problem with the draft.
Is that for males and females?
And males and females, yes. I think there's no question about that now.
Okay. Now, is the draft different than, say, national service?
The draft is you may or may not go, whereas national service is at least what I think you're talking about, is that we are required to provide national service, and maybe military is a segment of that.
National service would be that you come out of school, that you give a year of your life to doing something. You know, either you work in you can work in forest areas, parks, keep, you know, trails clean. I mean, you get paid a salary, and, you know, not a big salary, but you get paid something. Or you go to a, you know, military account, or working in VA hospitals, or working in, you know, whatever. But it's a part of national service that, you know, so everybody has skin in the game.
Yeah, you're invested in our country.
Right.
Yeah, I like that idea.
I like that idea, too. I think that's a good idea. I think people, especially if you can take people, everybody, so that they can actually meet each other, and we wouldn't, I think that would have so much to do with hopefully helping heal a lot of our divisions we have in this country. When you find out, when you're working next to a Hispanic and a African American, and they're working next to a couple of white guys out of Illinois or Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe we're all people out here.
Yeah.
We're all Americans.
I agree. And, you know, if you spend a year investing in your country, you're probably going to be one of those people that gets out and votes.
I think so. Mm-hmm. All right, we've got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Better known business. The best place to get a haircut anywhere. It's the Cheers Barbershop. Man's last stronghold there. And senior and veterans discounts. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, we'll be right back with Jim Reed.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Cypress Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Happy Friday, everybody.
It's Memorial Day weekend. Now, let's not forget the reason that there's a three-day holiday here. It's not so you can go out to Slaughterhouse Island and destroy it. It's because we're remembering our veterans who have fallen in wars. There's going to be a lot of events on Monday morning. Linda and I will be here at 7 o'clock on Memorial Day to talk about a lot of things going on, but just, of course, out at IGO at 5:55 in the evening, at 11 o'clock, of course, at the Civic Auditorium there at the Veterans Grove. There's another one at 10 o'clock over in the Reading Cemetery off at Centennial. And a young man named Preston Sharp is looking for people to help him at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning to help put out the flags and the flowers at Reading Cemetery off Continental Street. So if you can do that, get out there tomorrow and help him. I think it'd be a great day. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. It's going to be getting up in the 90s. It's time to give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. They're the ones, voted best in the North State. They can take care of your equipment and make sure it's working, make sure that it's still cool in your house, clean those filters, make sure those air ducts are working, make sure it's all going before the summer really kicks in. Okay. Our guest is Jim Reed, running for Congress as a Democrat, and said that there's supposed to be three, you said that they've, LaMalfa's campaign has proposed three,
debates
with the other person, you know, if he makes it past the primary here.
That's what I understand. One in Reading, one in Chico, and one in Grass Valley.
And you said you wouldn't mind if I moderated that.
I'd love it.
I'm a fair guy.
You are.
I think I'm fair. But then again, I think that about myself.
Hey. I debated LaMalfa, of course, a few times before.
Oh, have you already?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was 4 years ago.
It should be interesting,
yeah.
You know, if you get into that runoff there. Okay. Now, we've talked about the draft. We talked about the infrastructure. Obamacare.
Okay.
What do you think?
Here's another thing I agree with Bernie on. First of all, Obamacare was a step forward, but just not enough. I think single payer is the way we need to go. Medicare for everyone. I think it would be a tremendous savings. And here's the thing. What people don't like about Obamacare is the cost, is the way it's paid for. Employers having to pay that medical expense of all their employees. If we go to Medicare for everybody, the employers get off the hook on that. They pay their share of the withholding.
I pay Medicare for all my employees.
Well, yes, but and of course, if it's a single payer for everybody, that's going to go up.
It's going to go up. I pay Medicare for everybody.
All right,
here.
But
when I write him a check, I pay for Medicare every month. I pay a great deal of money to this government for Medicare and Social Security. And just a federal tax.
No, I understand that. But on top of that, you're also paying for his medical under Obamacare. And that's the more painful one.
Well, I just listened to the people around me. A young woman with her husband have two healthy kids. Their deductible has doubled up past $6,000. And their payments have gone way up because he makes more than $46,000 a year. There's things that it just seems like Obamacare is still, there's still thousands of people flooding the emergency rooms, and it was supposed to fix that. The healthcare providers, you know, the insurance companies are backing out of it. United Healthcare just said, nope, we're not supporting it. So, and so many people are not in Obamacare. Older people are, but all the young people aren't.
Well, and that's what you need is the young people in order to finance it.
Because the older people use it,
yeah.
And the young people aren't in it because, right. You know, it's the only tax that I've ever heard of is because you breathe.
Well, of course, you're missing the fact that it did a lot of good things, too. So, you know, people with pre-existing conditions now have medical coverage.
I have a man here that was having problems with insurance under Obamacare. He's got insurance now. So, yeah, there he had a pre-existing condition.
Okay, so let's deal with the bad part and keep the good part.
And I think that's what both sides have said.
Yeah, so
let's get rid of all that, but that doesn't mean bringing it to a single payer.
Well, I think, you know, for one thing, Obamacare says administration costs are capped at 15%. In other words, the money that people pay in for their medical insurance, only 15% can go to administration. If we go to single payer, immediately we save 15%.
Well, somebody's got to administrate that.
Well, we already have that with Medicare. It would just be part of the Medicare system.
Would go up. They'd have to triple the amount of people in government working on this.
Well, that's probably true, but that's still going to be a huge savings compared to the 15%.
So you want to put the insurance companies out of business then?
Yeah, really.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's what it is. You just want to put them out of business.
Yeah, go to Medicare for everyone.
Why don't we have...
You still have the insurance companies covering above what Medicare covers. But Medicare will be the
primary. Why doesn't Medicare cover everything?
No. It's just like...
If it's a single-payer system.
No. If it's a system... When I say single-payer, I basically take the present Medicare system and say that applies to everybody.
Is that working for you?
Actually, I am. As of a year ago, I'm now on Medicare, and it seems to be working fine. Now, I pay on top of that about $300 a month for care beyond what Medicare would provide. And that's what it doesn't put insurance companies out of business if you go to Medicare for everybody, but they're only insuring the stuff that Medicare doesn't.
Do you know that doctors don't take Medicare?
Well, a lot do.
But a lot don't because Medicare doesn't pay
and if Medicare,
very well.
And
if you're doing for a single payer system, then are you going to force doctors to have to take Medicare?
No, but they'll want to take Medicare because they'll be out of business otherwise.
Well, so you're forcing them into it then.
Well, they have a choice of not doing it if they don't want. But the fact of the matter is, since everybody's on Medicare, they won't have enough patients without doing it.
So what's it called? The single payer system.
It's called Medicare.
Oh. That's going to be expensive.
It's going to be expensive, but cheaper than our present system by far.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's going to cost me 50% of everything I make. I've lived in Europe. I've seen what this happens over there. I've seen the social programs you're talking about. Ask them how much of a gray economy they have over there, where people are claiming this much, but they're making this much because they can't live on what they make. And they have they have businesses. They can't make it on what they would make if they paid all the taxes that are owed. Plus, what about a value-added tax then?
You know, I'm not
the VAT tax.
Yeah. Okay, so yes, another alternative to financing Medicare for everyone is to just leave the withholding the way it is for Medicare and go to some additional tax to pay for it. That's another possibility, value-added or whatever it happens to be.
I'm just astounded. It takes a lot.
And you know something? People are getting behind this.
Jim believes us.
No, and
you do believe it. I mean,
I do believe
you
it.
You want
yes.
to see us. And you want to see everybody have, from cradle to grave, be taken care of by the government.
For medical expenses.
And school?
Well, yeah, I think we need to be investing more in school.
How about free education then?
Well, I kind of like President Obama's idea that now it's free education through 12, K through 12. Maybe it should be K through 14.
Well, first of all, the use of the word free is a misnomer. It's not free.
Well, obviously. Yeah,
it's
somebody's
not free,
paying
but
for
see,
it.
They use it. It's like, I went down and got my free prenatal care. It's not free. You're paying for it. I'm paying for it.
Well, let me tell you about my higher education. I graduated from Berkeley a long time ago. The quarter system, $300 tuition per quarter, less than $1,000
right.
Tuition. You know what it is today? $35,000 a student pays in
now
tuition.
Now, why is that, Jim?
Because we've shifted from having the public pay for higher education and having the students pay for it
the
now.
The government guaranteed the loans. And when the government did that, the tuition costs skyrocketed.
Well,
we just saw in the paper here is that they just gave these huge bonuses in a way of working around the system in the UC system again, up to $500,000 to these administrators in this. I mean, we can't continue to do that. I mean, and anytime we use the word, well, it's free from kindergarten to 12th grade, it's not free. And then when you start talking about, somebody pays for this. I pay for it. You pay for it.
All right, so let me change the subject. We're talking about how to spend more and more money. How do we get the money to do that?
How do we do that?
So I'm a tax attorney.
Okay.
And I know how the tax system works. And there are loopholes that need to be closed.
Mm-hmm.
Our general income tax system is a pretty good system, but over the years, special interest groups have carved out loopholes that make no sense. It doesn't provide an incentive that we need, but it allows people to pay tax at half the rate. They pay capital gain rates instead of earned income rates. For instance, the hedge fund managers. They're making a lot of money, yet they pay taxes at the capital gain rate of 20%, when if they were paying an earned income, they'd be paying 40%. There's no reason we should be giving hedge fund managers a special break. We need to close those loopholes, and that's going to generate a lot of revenue. Corporations have a big loophole. If you're developing a product, you get a tax deduction for the product. If you're then planning on sales, the expense of the sales plan, tax deduction. Then you go overseas and you make a big profit selling the product overseas. You pay zero tax on that profit unless you bring the money back into
what about
the United
this?
States.
We tax them higher than any other country in the world, our businesses. Why don't we just reduce that tax and tell them to come back?
Well, here's what we do. If you're getting tax deductions for developing a product in the United States, you should be paying a tax on the profit you then make overseas. Let's do that, and that'll generate a lot of revenue. Maybe we use that to reduce the corporate tax rate. Maybe we use it to invest in...
How about
in,
cutting back on everything that we give to people that are here illegally?
How about if...
How about closing the border? Are you all for that?
I don't think the border is a problem.
Really?
Here's how it works. A wall is the most ridiculous thing you can think of. But here's what we need to do. The way people come into the country undocumented, they come in legally with a visa. But then when the visa time period runs out, they stay. We need a tracking system for people with visas so that we know where they are when the visa period ends, so that we can remind them it's time to go home. The border...
Hundreds of thousands of people come across that border.
Legally.
Illegally come across
Carl,
that border.
Carl, you've got your figures wrong.
Oh,
there,
do I?
Yeah.
Really? There's 12 million people here illegally. You're saying they're all here on
visa? No. Okay. So I agree there's between 11 and 12 million people that are undocumented, and we need to deal with that issue. But the fact of the matter is...
the same thing as illegal? They're here illegally?
The fact of the matter is, for the last 3 years, more of those people have been... heading south than heading north from Mexico. And so that's why it's not a problem at this point. It's a visa problem. It's not a border problem.
Okay. Jim Reed is our guest. We've gone over the 9 o'clock hour, but that's okay. I wanted you to finish.